Good morning again, everyone. If you can take your seats, please. Okay, all right, let's get started. So first of all, there is an announcement about a meeting taking place today. Then we will have an update on the GAC elections. Then we will go over the headings for the communique. And refer to the draft you should have in hard copy in front of you for that discussion. And then we will discuss the IANA stewardship process and enhancing ICANN's accountability. And in particular, we will refer to the new brief that has been circulated by the Secretariat. It's just a one-pager, but it's meant to sum up the discussions we had the other day, identify some further options, and therefore allowing us to come to some decision about GAC participation in the coordination group and if possible, the working group on enhancing ICANN's accountability. So, first of all, this session now is open, so when we do discuss the headings for the communique, we won't be projecting any text, but you have it in hard copy in front of you, and we will discuss the headings. But as I say, that's an open session, and then, as we have agreed, then when we move to finalizing the communique this afternoon, then those sessions will be closed. Okay, so regarding a meeting of the Commonwealth, that is going to be held in Fiamma, which is a private room in the restaurant called Fiamma. This is on the ground floor, just off the main lobby. So this meeting is for Commonwealth members to gather at 12:30. So when we complete this session, then it will start up in the Fiamma private room. Okay. All right. And so now for an update on the GAC elections, Michelle, if you could give us an update. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you. A quick update. To remind you that the nomination for GAC chairs and vice chairs, the nomination period, does not close until 27 August 2014. So there's still another 2 months to run where I might receive nominations or the nominations might change. So if that happens, I will update you on the GAC mailing list as that happens. So far, the nominations for vice chair positions are Ms. Olga Cavalli from Argentina, nominated by Peru, Dr. Vujica Lazovic from Montenegro, nominated by Montenegro, Mr. Wanawit Akaputra from Thailand, nominated by Singapore, Mr. İhsan Durdu from Turkey, nominated by Lebanon, and Mr. Henry Kassen from Namibia, nominated by Rwanda. The nominations for chairs so far are Mr. Thomas Schneider from Switzerland, nominated by Peru and Paraguay, and Dr. Imad Yusuf Obala from Lebanon, who's been nominated by Thailand. If by the 27th of August it's clear that we need to run an election, I will provide information on the GAC mailing list about how that election process will go forward. The other thing that I'll be doing between now and the Los Angeles meeting is updating the list of GAC members, the formal list of GAC members, and just making sure that all our contact details are absolutely up to date. So if you could help me out and go and have a look at the GAC website, where the list of members are listed, and if it's clear that for your country the membership details aren't as accurate as they should be, just let us know and we'll make sure that the most up-to-date details are there.
Iran, please.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Just kindly amend the nomination of Dr. Imad Habollah, nominated by Thailand and seconded by Iran. Thank you. I send a message to everybody.
Thank you, Iran. The Commonwealth of Dominica, please.
Good morning, Madam Chair. My name is Bennett Thomas, and I'd like to make an intervention on behalf of the Commonwealth of Dominica and the GAC members of the Caribbean as well as small island states with respect to the elections. The broad support of GAC members for the notion of regional representation at the level of the vice chair favors the retention of the historical, albeit unwritten, practice for elections for the leadership positions in the GAC, which allowed for positions to be filled on a rotating regional representation basis using the ICANN regions as a loose template. This is an equitable practice that allows for a balance of views to be heard without the tension of an open election based on country candidates being put forward without regard to which country held the position in the previous term. Open elections very often result in countries and positions being pitted against each other, leading to the distinct possibility of the GAC becoming fragmented into different groupings. Elections on a predictable rotational basis would also obviate the possibility of the domination of the GAC by a single region. In the interests of maintaining the spirit of unity and comradeship, the Commonwealth of Dominica, on behalf of the Caribbean GAC members, would like to recommend that the GAC, as it operates within the current constraints of its operating principles, continues with the former rotating regional representation practice for election of the positions of the vice chair. Further, the Commonwealth of Dominica, on behalf of the Caribbean GAC members, would also like to recommend that the GAC consider amending the operating principles to increase the number of vice chairs. Thank you very much, Madam.
Thank you. Next, I have Peru, please.
Just a reminder, I asked through an email to be given a list of all the chairs and vice chairs with their respective countries, because I assume that the idea is to have a well-represented table and with an informed vote, no? With different languages and different geographical areas.
Thank you, Peru. Michelle, could you respond?
Thank you. I did receive that request, and I'm working through that right now and compiling that information. It's not readily available, so I'm working through each communique one by one and getting that information about all the past chairs and vice chairs since ICANN meeting number one. So I hope to have that information for you all today.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you for the update. African Union Commission, my apologies.
Thank you very much, Heather. Would like to support what our colleagues from Jamaica and from Peru have said regarding the very important issue of regional representation, and to support the call by Jamaica for the possibility of reviewing the GAC bylaws to increase the number of vice chairs to ensure that we have proper regional representation, acknowledging that reviewing the bylaws will take time, so maybe perhaps You know, in the interim, we may leave the possibility of increasing the number to four, so that we have proper regional representation of vice chairs and the chair, while the working group that's been working on reviewing the bylaws continues their work. Thank you.
Thank you, African Union Commission. Iran, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, we also support the regional representation and the rotation principle, increasing the number of the vice chairman. However, there is a golden rule that the area or geographical area from which the chairman comes is excluded to have a vice chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, Iran. Grenada, please.
Okay, good morning. I am Jacinta Joseph from Grenada, and I'd like to support the submission made by the Commonwealth of Dominica for the election of vice chairs on a rotating regional representation basis. Thank you.
Thank you, Grenada. Okay. I see no more requests to speak or questions. Ah, the CTU, please.
Yes, speaking on behalf of the Caribbean countries, I'd like to say that we also support the regional representation on a rotational basis. I think I mentioned this yesterday as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so thank you, Michelle, for that update. Thank you for these inputs. We will need to come back to you with a proposed way forward regarding the proposals coming forward regarding the number of vice chairs and the principles underlying our approach. Since we have an election underway, we're aware of the issues and we'll endeavor among the chair and the two vice chairs that are not directly implicated, we will try to come back suggest a way forward, or at least give clarity about how we can proceed in light of these interventions regarding the number and the approach to identifying vice chairs as part of the elections. Okay. All right. Thank you, Michelle. All right. So, in front of you, there should be the draft communique as it currently stands. It has also been circulated to the GAC email list, and here we should have a sense of the possible headings for the communique. Some draft text proposed in most cases, which is to reflect the discussions we have had already on each topic. So the purpose of this session is really to confirm and clarify what it is that we are including in the communique. We have tried to identify this as we have moved through our meetings over the past few days. And this is really our opportunity to get some clarity and confirm then what is the understanding and what has been agreed for inclusion. As usual, we list the various meetings we have with other parts of ICANN or other organizations, and we reflect that in section two. In three, we're pointing to the various activities of the working groups that are active. And then in the section four, this is where we include GAC advice or comments on various topics that we have identified throughout, as I say, the last few days of our meetings. So the question for you, is there anything critical that's missing We're not looking for a laundry list of issues. We need to remain focused on what we have agreed through the week and generate comments and advice where it is necessary to do so. Are there any significant omissions here? Okay. European Commission, please.
Thank you very much. Just saying that, unfortunately, we have not been able to provide a text yet in relation to van wine, even though there was a placeholder in the text. Now we have done so, and I hope that we'll be able to circulate it a little bit later. This is, of course, a result of intensive discussions that have been going on, and we have been trying extremely hard to follow your advice to try to resolve the issues outside this room. It has not been completely successful, so we are putting forward now a text. Thank you very much.
Thank you, European Commission. So this is text that will be circulated to your colleagues in the corridors, or?
Thank you. Thank you for giving me the word again. No, it's a text that I've already sent to Tom, to the Secretariat, that I hope we can have a look at possibly after we've looked on the rest of the text or whatever your suggestion is. Of course, we will be able to follow that, of course. Thank you.
Thank you, European Commission. Since others have not seen the text, if I understand you correctly, there is an opportunity when we break at the end of this session to share that text informally before it is put in front of all of the GAC. If it is possible to continue to work on that text, to have some kind of agreement on text, that is preferable than immediately bringing it back to the full GAC. Can we take advantage of our lunch break to have that text circulated among those interested parties that have been discussing this issue?
That would be, of course, an ideal situation. The problem with this text that we have is that I think it concerns basically most of us around the table because it has to do with the accountability, the ICANN accountability, and I think it is worth that everybody gets to see this text as it stands. I'm sorry to be difficult. I know that you are trying to help us to resolve things outside the room, but I do think that it has an interest for everyone, also because in the text there is an opening for others also to add their concerns. So I think it is worth to actually circulate this text for the whole group, if you don't mind. I think that is the best way forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you, European Commission. Okay, so this text can be circulated to the GAC email list. That does not mean that I do not expect there to be continued discussions around that text in the lunch period. As far as what ultimately gets put in front of us this afternoon, that is not yet determined. But I really am very hesitant to put anything in front of the plenary, the entire committee, that is going to be very controversial or lead to protracted exchanges with very little progress. I really would like us to avoid that. As I say, that text can be forwarded by the Secretariat to the GAC email list, and please continue your discussions in the lunch period when we reconvene at 2:00. I hope that there will be something to report as far as text that would be acceptable to all, even if it is not perhaps ideal from everyone's perspective. Okay. I don't see any other requests to speak. Oh, okay. All right. All right, so I have Peru, United Kingdom, and Iran.
Yes, I circulated also a proposal in regards to the communique, and I would like that also to be considered.
Thank you, Peru. So this is text related to the creation of a new subgroup, I believe, within the working group on future GTLD issues. So my suggestion is that we minute that and look at that as part of our efforts within the future GTLD working group to create a subgroup. I don't think we necessarily need text in the communique, but if we can move it so that we minute it and then proceed on that basis. Thank you. Okay. All right. So let's do that. Next, I have UK, please.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I just wanted to flag that I'm going to circulate some alternative text with regard to protection of the Red Cross and Red Crescent terms and names, which I hope will reflect the discussion we've had earlier in the meeting and also with the board yesterday. So I will circulate that shortly for the committee's consideration. Thank you.
Thank you, UK. Okay, Iran, you're next, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Two things. Perhaps the issue relating to the high-level governmental meeting should be moved to the beginning of the text because it's important. And we should a little bit expand the text, not just saying that the GAC thanked. Should the GAC express its sincere appreciation and thanks to the government of the United Kingdom, so on and so forth. And I have some comment what the last paragraph, last sentence means. It also enabled the parties to gain a clearer understanding of the role of government in ICANN procedures, including the GAC. Perhaps need some clarification. This is point number one. Point two, something is missing here. We should add a title relating to the participations of GAC in the two committees, coordination group and working group relating to transition of IANA function and the accountability, emphasizing that the GAC considered the necessity of wider participation of GAC representative in that committee. And we have mentioned that yesterday to the board, and there was no negative reaction from the board. Just we have to mention that in the communique. Thank you.
Thank you, Iran. On that particular point, we haven't yet reached agreement. And in fact, we are moving, I hope, towards a decision regarding the options outlined in the most recent paper dealing with IANA stewardship and ICANN's accountability and precisely how the GAC will participate or be represented. And we will move into that discussion once we have clarity about the headings for the communique. Then we will have a discussion about that and hopefully come to decision. Then we will break for lunch, and then this afternoon we will be focusing on finalizing the text. Okay, so thank you. Next I have Indonesia, please.
Thank you, Heather. I would like to, well, one is a question actually. How about the outcome of the high-level meeting on Monday? Because will it be a separate outcome produced by His Excellency Advaisi from the UK government? Or because whoever talked there, it is a GAC high-level meeting. So will you put the discussion on the high-level meeting last Monday in this communique as well? Because my it is a statement by our boss of the GAC. And secondly, regarding the elections, will we put in the communique all this discussion, whether it is a free vote for all or region by region or whatever? Thank you.
Thank you, Indonesia. So that's a useful question for us to consider. is the outcome from the high-level meeting and precisely what it is that we should have in our communique and whether it's appropriate to attach the outcome document. So let us reflect on that and find a way forward with the UK host that is appropriate. We had a suggestion to move it higher up in the communique text, which I think we can accommodate. And regarding GAC elections, that's very much an internal matter, so not something that I think we need to include in the communique, but nevertheless, we do need to take the inputs we have received about that and ensure that we are recording that and taking the next steps as appropriate on that. Okay. Is it Kenya? Kenya, please.
Thank you. Kenya wishes to agree with Peru on the proposals for the future subcommittee to consider the generic domains that might affect developing countries, and would like to, if possible, see some kind of timelines for the setup of that committee so that by the next round of GAC meetings we can be able to extensively discuss that issue. Thank you.
Thank you. I think that's a really good point for the minutes and for the work plan setting so that there are clear timelines for that activity. Okay. All right. So at this point, I would like to move us into discussing the IANA stewardship process and enhancing ICANN's accountability and coming to decision, if possible, on how the GAC will be represented. Okay. All right. So I see no further requests to speak. So let's move ahead. So the document in question was recently circulated to the GAC, in particular after our discussions earlier this week. It is one page. And is entitled Transition of U.S. Stewardship of IANA and Enhancing ICANN Accountability. So it's a revised proposal for us to consider now. And so points of agreement are pointed to in 1, 2, 3, 4, and then around 5 as well. This is meant to capture the key points of agreement coming out of that discussion. And then if I can draw your attention to the three options outlined near the end, the two options, 6 and 7, option 1 and option 2. I believe this is where we are in making a decision. Sweden, please.
Thank you, Chair. I'm sorry, perhaps I'm the only one. But I wonder if you could assist us in finding this document. If you could give us the heading of the email, perhaps, or a time or a date. I'm sorry for that.
Thank you, Sweden. You should have hard copies in front of you. So can those be made available, please? Is someone getting a copy for Sweden, please? Ah, there are others that don't have it. Okay. All right. So let's pause so that colleagues can have this document in front of them. Can you find out whether we need to print them or how long it's going to take? Sweden.
Thank you. Just to inform you, I just received it from Poland and sent it to the GAC list, so everybody should have it on the email now.
If I could just clarify, the document was originally sent to all of you to the GAC list yesterday morning at 10:34 a.m. That is the document that we're referring to. We're getting some additional hard copies at the moment, but it's an email from me to the GAC list from yesterday morning, headed IANA Transition and ICANN Accountability. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So hopefully you have access via email to the document, and if not, there are hard copies coming. Perhaps we could project the document onto the screen as well to assist colleagues. Okay. All right, so let's go through the earlier points then, just to ensure that we are all on the same page, literally and figuratively. So in point two, it was clear that all wanted to be able to contribute, and that is true, regardless of whether governments or GAC members are contributing directly as well as participating via the GAC. In terms of the two different tracks and how the GAC would approach it, point three here outlines that there seemed to be understanding that we would have essentially the same approach towards both of those processes. So the coordination group for the IANA stewardship transition and the working group for the enhanced accountability of ICANN track. So the key features in four regarding the combination of having the chair of the GAC plus a contact group would be that the chair is the formal representative and the coordination of GAC views are carried out by what has been described as a contact group. Agreement on formal GAC positions, if there are any, would be developed through the contact group, but agreed by the whole of the GAC, which refers us to point number two, which says that all need to be able to contribute, and so it is reflected here. Also, diversity was clearly something important, and that, I think, includes diversity of views, range of views, not only the geographic and linguistic diversity, which is also important. And so this brings us to two options. So option one outlined in point six, and that is that the contact group would comprise the vice chairs plus an additional representative from the Africa region. This would see all five ICANN regions represented. Although there will be a new chair and vice chairs after the upcoming election. So that is something to think about in association with option one. And then regarding option two, this would be the chair plus four GAC members. And so the contact group would comprise four members selected by the GAC. And this also could be put together on the basis of the regions. And again, I think it's also important to have a range of views, diversity of views, not just geographic diversity taken into account. Lebanon, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Question is, what are the five regions? I mean, I'm used to the ITU six groupings.
In point five, I believe that the regions listed there are the ICANN regions, so it's as ICANN defines them. Europe would be one. Another region is Asia, Australia, Pacific. Region 3, Latin America, Caribbean. And 4, Africa. And 5, North America. Iran.
Thank you, Chairman. In view of the urgency of the matter and the difficulty which might be encountered with respect to option 2, perhaps possibly we could try to see whether we could agree on option 1, which is quite simpler to implement. Otherwise, we may get into the series of representation or informal discussion among regions, definition of the regions, and not totally agreeing with the role of the vice chair. We have no disagreement with what they are doing. So I suggest that if possible, we try to perhaps concentrate on option 1 and having one representative from African region which is not represented, and these 4 people plus the chair would represent the GAC in that meeting. And I have some small corrections with the paragraph saying that the chair of the GAC would be the only representative. No, chair supported by the 4 members that are representative, not only the chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Iran. Next, I have Poland.
Thank you very much, Chair. Apologies if I get something wrong, because I just started reading the document, but I have a question. Is there something missing? Because option 1 and 2 concern only the contact group, so within the GAC, yeah? And as far as I know, within this coordination group, which will be comprised of 30 persons, the Siena transition, there will be 2 seats for GAC representation. And my question is this document covering also the issue who will be sitting from GAC in this coordination group? Thank you.
Thank you, Poland. So the proposal would mean putting forward the number forward to the process from the GAC based on which option we select. So if we went with option 1, chair plus vice chairs plus 1 from the African region to accomplish geographic balance, then that would be, so here's my math, chair plus vice chairs, that's 4 plus 1, 5. So that means we would be putting forward 5 to participate in the coordination group. Okay. So next I have Egypt.
So thank you, Chair. Just seeking clarification and apologies if I have missed this. Are we talking about the same contact group for both the IANA transition and the ICANN accountability? So it's the same contact group. Thank you.
Yes, Egypt, that's the idea here. Okay, Belgium, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Nous n'avons pas parlé du mandat.
We haven't spoken about the mandate. This is something that we referred to the first time that we discussed this. I think that in addition to GAC's representation, another difficult aspect is to ensure that these representatives have to represent the GAC as a whole. Here we go into a very important discussion. Here we are talking about the IANA stewardship transition. And on behalf of Belgium, I could not give this mandate to 4 or 5 representatives who will represent my country. So what matters is that the GAC should be well represented in this coordination group. We have been invited to have that representation, but we need to have an information role for the GAC members. And these GAC representatives on the coordination group should report back to the GAC so that we can discuss what is being done. But these GAC representatives cannot speak on behalf of all the members of the GAC.
And the proposal here is meant to be able to accommodate whichever mandate. So, you know, as the coordination group begins to work and this becomes more clear, the aim here and in whatever we would put in the communique and communicate to that process would need to make very clear that the nature of the representation and how that works, and that that it's not possible to speak on behalf of each and every individual GAC member unless there is a process to do that, and the contact group would have the clear agreement of the GAC on any GAC view, you know, wherever that is possible. So so you're right to remind us this is really important, I think, in being able to come to an agreement about the options that have been put in front of you, is that needs to be very central to what we understand and what we communicate to others about how we work. Okay, next I have Germany, please.
Yes, thank you, Chair. And also I need to apologize for maybe that I have skipped something. Frankly, I do not really understand what is the task of this contact group. Why do we need this contact group? Because I would have expected that if there are discussions going on, we should have some intersessional contact. That means having some kind of telephone conference where everybody in the GAC could participate and bring in positions, shares that could be forwarded in this way or brought forward in a discussion in a group on an ICANN level. Insofar, I do not really understand why we need this contact group, because it's limiting. Or maybe having a filter function that is not necessary at the time. And thank you also for highlighting in your position that we need to clarify the role of GAC representatives, that they cannot speak on behalf of other GAC members. I think we also should highlight in our communique that we as a GAC will comment on the outcome of this working group, and we will send a message. Probably, I would expect that it could be some kind of advice to the results, to the outcome document, and that is something we should signal at an early stage, I think.
Thank you, Germany. So to your last point regarding an expectation of commenting on the outcome document, I think if we put that in the communique here and now, then this can be an input to the coordination group very early on and outlining our expectations that way. I think it's quite useful to do that. Regarding the function of the contact group, I think the idea is really to acknowledge that this is going to be a lot of work. And when we have the discussion in the public forum tomorrow, I hope this will become more apparent, and that GAC colleagues here are able to participate in those sessions, because, you know, some in the community are really talking about many hours each week being on that coordination group, and the role is limited entirely to coordinating. So the substance is coming from all the different organizations, including the GAC, including ICANN, the regional internet registries, the Internet Engineering Task Force. They are all going to be working very hard at the substance of the proposal. So the coordination group concept is really meant to just keep it to this coordination role only. So it needs to be very much driven by the GAC. And at the same time, I think it's useful for us to acknowledge it's going to be a lot of work. So this is a way of putting some support around that activity. Okay, so next I have Lebanon, then Denmark.
Thank you. My comment is not necessarily related to the coordination effort. I just want to make sure it's clear that I do not agree with the five regions that have been outlined here. If we are looking for linguistic and geographic diversity, even I can started looking at the Middle East, especially the Arab-speaking countries, as a separate entity. And I do not believe that we should continue to alienate that region, especially when presence in this organization has been limited. Thank you.
Thank you, Lebanon. Does this mean then that you are more in favor of option one? Because it's less directly relying on the ICANN regions as ICANN defines them?
Actually, not. I'm not in favor of any specific one, as long as we have some people with the contact group that are in communication with the rest of the GAC. It doesn't really matter. I just don't want to establish something in writing from the GAC, establishing any communication saying five regions or five vice chairs and excluding the Arab/Middle Eastern region. Thank you.
Thank you for clarifying. Okay, before I go to Denmark, can I go to Brazil? I neglected to put you in the list, but please, thank you.
Thank you, Chair, and also thank the Secretariat for preparing this paper. I also have some preliminary comments on the options we have. First, we have an overall comment that Brazil deems these two processes to be key to not only ICANN, but also to the role of the GAC. So we do think that the GAC's representatives at these two processes should reflect geographic and linguistic diversity. It could be in the terms of something like option two, in which you will have the chair plus four GAC members selected by the GAC representatives, representing the four regions not covered by the chair, or something in these lines. But the most important thing to Brazil is that these representatives at this coordination group should be selected within their respective geographic groups, and they should not speak on behalf of the GAC representatives. It's up to these representatives to coordinate their government views from their respective regions and convey them back to the group and report it to the respective geographic groups. So for Brazil, the most important thing is that these people in the coordination group, they should reflect geographic and linguistic diversity and be selected within their respective groups. Thank you.
Thank you, Brazil. Denmark, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It was only to follow up on your answers to Germany. I was not quite sure whether we in the communique will put in that GAC will come with comments on the final draft of the coordination group. If not, we will at least suggest that the GAC have that possibility to comment on it. I think the IANA function and the accountability is something which are quite important for all of us, and we think that we should have the possibility as a group to comment on it. Thank you.
Thank you, Denmark. I think we can include something in the communique along those lines in order to signal early on to the coordination group this expectation. I think that's quite useful. Argentina and European Commission.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I will speak in Spanish.
Argentina has not taken any position regarding option one or option two. However, we would like to highlight the importance of preserving the regional diversity and more especially the linguistic diversity, because we believe that representatives in leadership positions who are Spanish speakers have not existed since the beginning of this group many years ago. So we believe that this is a very important barrier to active participation of other Latin American countries in the GAC. We have strengthened our participation thanks to actions that have been taken over recent months, but we want this engagement to be reinforced and strengthened with the participation of more Latin American Spanish-speaking countries. So it is important to have Spanish-speaking participants as well as English-speaking participants and also Portuguese-speaking participants. But with Portuguese, we have had some chairs and vice chairs who spoke Portuguese. We have never never have in this leadership position somebody who speaks Spanish. And in these groups, it would be essential to have somebody who speaks Spanish for the work to be done in Latin America. We also consider that this will be intense work. So if the chairs and the vice chairs are going to be involved in this working group, perhaps the workload will be too big for these representatives, and they may find it difficult to do their day-to-day leadership jobs in the GAC, and we want that to be considered too. Thank you.
Does this mean you favor option one or two?
My apologies. Peru is supporting my comments. Apologies, I missed that. Thank you. And we support Brazil. My colleague from Peru is making me remember that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Is there an option one or two that you prefer?
I cannot say. I'll think about it and come back to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Argentina. Okay, so I'm really looking for guidance now on the options that are in front of us. Okay, I see European Commission.
Sorry, Chair, is it me first? Yeah, okay. Thank you very much. No, I was just reflecting. I don't know. I think we can go along with any of them, but I would more lean towards option two. Simply saying, because the thing is that, of course, we have the elections of the chairs and the vice chairs for the time being, and I suspect that this group will be active longer than that period. So if we take option one, then we will have a change of all the people in the middle of the work. So I think that would be a valuable situation. I do support also the people that say that, of course, they should have as much variety as possible, of course. As you said, not only geographical, but also, I think, in terms of gender. I think that is an important issue. Thank you.
Thank you. So I'm looking for clarity on option one or option two. All right. So next I have Sweden, then Lebanon, and a request here, and Iran and Sri Lanka. Okay.
Thank you, Chair. Basically, in the interest of time, I agree with Iran that option two would probably be the easiest. But as we mentioned, and what can be expected is that there will be quite a lot of work with this. Perhaps it would be interesting to hear from the chair, and particularly from the vice chairs, whether or not they will be able to invest the amount of time that it will be necessary over summer and so forth. And given the response from them, it would be easier to take a position on option one or two. Thank you.
Thank you. That is a good idea. And I understood Iran's comments to be favoring option one. So, yeah. Okay. All right. So I'm looking now to the vice chairs. I think one is not present currently, but we can ask the two that are here. So Switzerland, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. For us, and I think this seems to me like also for some others, it's the key question is not whether option one or two. The key question is that we get the best representation of the range of views in the GAC, but I see that you need to have a decision sooner or later on one or two. So I tried to answer your question. The problem is that indeed we will have a change in the team of the chairs and vice chairs in the middle, probably, of this, which is something that might complicate matters. So it's not a question of available time, but it's slightly of complicating things. So we would also, I would go for option two, which wouldn't prevent, and it shouldn't matter whether somebody's a vice chair or not. That's not the key question. It should matter that we take five people that have the best chance to make the GAC feel represented through these five people. I think that's the key point. And we should, maybe we call for a proposal for people to come forward and have a discussion on that in an informal way or something. But if you ask me to decide between one and two, I would give you a two, but for me that's not the key question. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Switzerland. So Trinidad and Tobago, did you want to comment?
Yes, I support the my colleague Vice Chair in terms of the fact that we are changing. I believe it's going to be the meeting. The next meeting will be, that'll be our last meeting. So, sorry, the meeting in the first part of next year. And the team will meet, I think, until the end of following year. So definitely we will be challenged with that approach logistically. Having sat in the working groups, there is a lot of work. There are going to be two or three conference calls per week, I believe, I heard what's going to be happening. So given the fact there's going to be a changeover, I would support option two and supporting as well the concept of linguistic diversity as well, I would imagine, would be a very challenging issue if it's not there. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. I'm starting to see some movement towards option two. So, Lebanon, you are next, please.
No comments. Thanks.
Thank you. And the gentleman over here, please.
I'm Emmanuel Agovie from Francophonie. I would like to speak in French.
I would like to briefly say that from the point of view of linguistic diversity, it's important to consider the countries that speak French, because there are 58 countries around the world that speak French. So we should take them into consideration, considering this multilinguistic approach.
Have next, Imran, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Variety of options is on the table. Linguistic, French, English, Spanish, Chinese, Russian, Arabic. This is one option. Geographical, going to politically east, west, north, south, and so on and so forth. Third, whatever is in the ITU 6 region, whatever is in the ICANN 5 region, we have a lot of variety and we have little time. The issue is starting soon, and we have to have representations. It is clear that in the middle of the process, we have some change. I hope, and that is hope, that in the next election of vice chairman, we would observe geographical distributions. So whatever we have is just for one term, up to the elections. And these people's chairman, perhaps it was not properly mentioned, this contact group has no mission than consulting and collecting information from their respective regions, bringing it to the contact group, consolidate that, and putting to the overall consultation with the GAC through email, through conference call, through physical meeting, and whatever is possible. This contact group does not represent any country. Belgium, Germany, and other are right. Issue is quite critical, quite sensitive. No one would like to delegate its responsibility to any other person. However, there are two elements in this process. The first element, every country, member or non-member of the GAG, has the right to send its views to these two groups, number one. Number two, as far as the GAG is concerned, either 142 members participate in that group to represent each individual country, which is impossible, or we should have some sort of representations. Representation in the form that they express their own views is not possible. The only, as a focal point, this regional representation is consulting and collecting information, consolidating that, and putting into the contact group, and contact group trying to make further consolidations and put it to the overall consultation of the GAG through appropriate mechanisms. Next meeting, if there is anything to correct the situation, still we have time to correct. Let us consider that we need to increase the number of the representation from 2 to 5. How these 5 will be elected, how these 5 will be processed, that is something we have to find some solution at this meeting. If we fail, the ICANN will be happy. Two, and that too, I don't know who will be, chair and one of the vice chair. Whether chair and one of the vice chair, whoever would be, reflect the views of his own, the view of his affiliations, the view of his region without consulting others, that is some doubt for the people. So let us have this contact group, and contact group has no mission than consolidating and collecting and putting the information from the region without having any right to interfere with those views. Try to put them together and put it the overall consultation of the GAC. Thank you.
Thank you, Iran. So I have Sri Lanka, Peru, Venezuela, and Sweden.
Thank you, Chair. I tend to support option two with the caveat that we ensure linguistic as well as gender representation. Thank you.
Thank you. Sri Lanka, Peru, please.
I would like to support option two, but I still think that it would be even better if it was five members without the chair, because the chair will have a lot of work, and one of the members of the GAC that will participate in this group could always inform the GAC. So there's no need for the chair to be there either. So I would go with option two anyway.
Thank you, Peru. Venezuela, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I will do my comments in Spanish.
With respect to the opinions that are being heard, we think, and taking into account the meeting on Sunday, whether all this discussion was started, we see that it's really significant to consider option two, mostly because in that option, the representatives of the various regions will be present. And as my colleagues from Peru and Argentina mentioned before, it is important for the regions to be or to feel identified so as to make all their comments and proposals regarding the various issues to be discussed in their relevant native languages. And this is well known at some other organizations, Intel, ITU, that we have access through that, through English and through Spanish. And it's in those cases they favor the position of receiving the comments in their native languages. So they receive comments in Spanish, and sometimes there are language barriers. So it's important for us to go for option two, provided that we think it will reach better results. Thank you.
Okay. I have Sweden, Colombia, African Union Commission, Singapore, and South Africa, and then I think we need to conclude our session on this. Okay, Sweden, please.
Thank you. I'll be brief. First of all, do we know that we have five seats already, or are we just gambling that we're having five seats, or do we actually have two seats? So this is to consider. And do we have a fallback position where we choose two premier representatives if we only get two seats, and five if, yeah, you understand. That's the first thing. The second is, I foresee it will be difficult to find agree on representatives. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I would prefer option one if the chairs would accept this job, this task, this, and if they would be able to conclude it, if we could agree that they would take this work until it's finished, which is to the next summer, because there's a deadline next summer, which is, you know, an additional couple of months after your vice positions ended. If this is not possible, then I promote number two as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Sweden. Okay, Colombia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Colombia would favor option two for two reasons. First of all, we want to ensure geographic and linguistic diversity, which would be done by that option. And second, we think that this topic is of crucial importance, so continuity is important, which is why we would favor two over one. Thank you.
Thank you. So next we have the African Union Commission.
Thank you, Chair. The AUC also favors option two with the cultural, linguistic, and if possible, gender diversity as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Singapore, you are next, please.
Thank you, Chair. We would just like to say we share a lot of sentiments that are expressed by Iran. The role of coordination group is simply coordination. And in that respect, we would also support the Sweden. We think that in the interest of time and efficiency, option one is the best approach. We don't believe you have even had time to look at option two. And if we follow the geographical representation in the next election of chairs and vice chairs, we don't think there will be a problem even though there's a change of team. So in summary, we support option one. Thank you.
Thank you, Singapore. So can we focus on what it is that we would need to communicate via our communique? There are some elements of agreement, and I think we should not lose sight of that. And for the purposes of putting forward something to the coordination group or about our participation in that coordination group, it is possible for us to handle some of the specifics later on. So, for example, we don't have to communicate today the specific names if we were to go with option two. We simply need to identify that we will be, or we intend to identify who those names are, and we could invite colleagues to come forward in the meantime and spend a little more time after this meeting to identify the particular members of the contact group on the basis of the principles we have identified, which is geographic diversity, linguistic diversity, as well as range of views, diversity of views. And this can be good guidance to us, I think, in achieving a good balance. I think it's clear that people need to feel some sense of equitable representation as best we can achieve it via having a total of five involved via this contact group. So can we think on this and at the same time keep in mind that I think we have agreement that we can communicate as well some of our expectations, and that includes the expectation of being able to comment on any proposal coming out of this process before it moves ahead. So, you know, does that give us enough? I think perhaps it does. I see some nodding, which is encouraging. So let's try to proceed on that basis. I do have a few more requests in the speaking order. So I have South Africa, Germany, Belgium, and Lebanon. But please, if we can move, as I have outlined, on the basis of option two, then please say so, and let's see if we can come to a conclusion on this matter. Okay, South Africa, please.
Thank you, Chair. I think I concur with everyone who said that regional and linguistic diversity should be maintained. And the other view from South Africa is that the Chair and the Vice Chairs have a huge workload already. And if they were to be part of the contact group, they would be overloaded. So we would go with option two. And just to add that the Chair and the Vice Chair shouldn't be part of it, but other members of the GET of the JC should be part of the contact group. Thank you.
Thank you, South Africa. Okay, Germany, please.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I fully can go along with your proposal. I think it's very good. It is just an internal question or maybe task for ourselves is would be really to make sure that we have a regular communication between each other. That means not that we meet next time or in Los Angeles or afterwards and receive information only at a 4 months time space. I think this is something we need to communicate intensively with each other during the next month. And probably we should also consider, I do not see the necessity exactly now, but we should consider at least to have an intersessional meeting if it was necessary. This is just for bearing in mind that this is also an option if the discussions come high and it's quite a lot of issues needs to be exchanged. You were mentioning the workload that is going ahead and maybe there's quite a lot of views. In this case, maybe it could be an option that we should consider and find a way how we can make a decision on that if it was necessary.
Thank you, Germany. So this is something I think we can also put in the communique as well to be explanatory, to say we in the GAC, we have an interest in this. And so there is this high expectation about the regularity of meetings, information sharing, communications, opportunity to provide input and so on. Regardless of whether that goes in the communique or not, I think that's clearly the sense in the room in the discussion we're having now. So that is, I think, very positive. All right, Belgium, you are next, please.
Thank you. I will be very brief. I think, first, that we need to make it clear that we should not be limited to two. ICANN shouldn't tell us how we should be represented. There is a legitimate representation, that is the chair and the three vice chairs. Those people or others, representatives, well, it is the GAC, the one who has to say how it is going to be represented. ICANN has allocated 4 seats to other organizations. I believe that there is one solution that is more legitimate, and that is option one. But I don't have a problem with supporting option two. But as regards point eight, I would like to make it clear that the role of the contact group or the role of the members of the contact group should not be being responsible for coordinating the government views from across their respective regions. I believe that that is too big a burden for them. So I think that we have the divergent views on different issues. So I would like to reinforce what I said before and what Germany and Iran and Singapore said. It would be a more a role of information and not a role to represent all the different views of the government. Thank you.
We agree needs to have quite a bit of flexibility to it, and I think you're right. We can't have too high an expectation about the ability of anyone in the contact group to coordinate a regional view, certainly not when it's difficult to anticipate the kinds of issues that might come up in the discussion. So keeping it flexible that way, I think, is going to be useful to us. I wonder whether it's possible to take the proposal from South Africa, which I think is quite useful to us, and in fact say that it would be the chair plus 4 coming from the membership, and so we arrive at a number of 5 that we communicate to the coordination group. And then the vice chairs also would participate in the contact group, and that gets us away from some of the logistical issues. So you can have some change in the vice chairs, and they can help with the information sharing and the task of the coordination group, but without, as I say, introducing those additional questions. I wonder if that's a nuance that we can make to this. All right, so we do need to conclude. I have Lebanon, Iran. Okay, Lebanon, please.
Thank you. I want to emphasize one thing before we move on, and that is I'm hearing exclusion statements, and I really believe we should not have any exclusion statement of anybody in this group, like excluding the chair or excluding the vice chairs or whatever. If we're going to go with option like option two or option one, I think we should leave it up to the groups to decide whether they want to get that person or not. It's provided that these people have the time to do it and have the capability to be able to carry on the tasks. That's one. Two, I reiterate the fact that these five groupings that are there do not take into account the Arab region, the Arab area, whether it's linguistically or geographically. And so we don't make it. I don't make it an issue. But I want to make sure that somebody is nominated, and I would say Egypt in this case, who would be common to some areas, to at least be there, even if you don't count them as one of the five main contact group. But to be a member that could be collecting the data for the people, because you know this is an area that we really need to get input from. But again, whether we go with option one or option two, I think we should leave it up to the chairs and the regions to decide whether they want to continue with them or not. It's the same thing. I mean, for example, the chair is from North America. I mean, you could work with the North American region to decide on that. I mean, the priority in my mind should be for the chair and the co-chairs or vice chairs.
Thank you, Lebanon. So what I'm proposing, I hope, avoids us getting into the very issues that you describe. So by determining to go with option two, we would then, after these meetings, invite people to come forward based on principles of geographic diversity and linguistic diversity, and as well diverse views among the GAC. We won't be referring to anything tightly defined. That's the principle. And on the basis of who comes forward, then we have an opportunity to try to accomplish that balance on the contact group. At the same time, there is a high expectation about the information flows and the ability of all of the GAC to comment, to know what's happening, for there to be regular calls, so that it becomes less important to distinguish between a GAC member and someone that's sitting in the contact group. So we in this way are able to find some kind of balanced way forward. And offer some assurances to colleagues here who I think quite rightly are concerned that we do observe some sort of principles-based approach to organizing ourselves. We also need to communicate very clearly to others about what we expect and how we intend to work. And so I hear there's also strong agreement here to do that, and so we shall. With that, I have Iran in the speaking order, and then I hope we can conclude on the basis of the understanding I have just outlined. Iran, please.
Thank you, Chairman. There are two separate things. First, we have to indicate to the board that we need to have more seats in these two coordination committee and working group from 2 to 5. This is a separate issue. We have to insist on that, and that is our right, that government's role should not be marginalized. When a particular entity of ICANN has 4 seats, I don't understand why government, 142 currently, plus many, should have 2 seats. I don't see any logic and rationale behind that. So let us separate this issue. The communique include that after discussions, GAC came to the conclusion that the minimum number of the representatives of GAC in these two groups are 5. That is point one. Point two, Madam Chairman, you are very optimistic. having option two, very good. I'm not against option two. But you said that after that we find to have a representative from region. What is the modality? Let's take the region Asia Pacific and Oceania. After the meeting, you will have representatives. Who will take the initiative to start to have that discussion in that region? One, what are the countries in that region? Two, how this election or selection will be made? Three, it may take longer time and we come to no conclusions. And then the ICANN says that, look, these guys want to have five among themselves. They don't have any arrangement even to have a representations. They are talking of representation, but they are unable because there is no time. Madam Chairman, I see difficulty. I spent 40 years in the international organization. It's difficulty that absently or orally or from the, let us say, coordination among correspondents, you have an election or a selection or representative. We must have a face-to-face. It's difficult. This is point one. Point two, from the outside, it would not be properly interpreted if we exclude chair and vice chair, saying that there is no confidence even currently in the chair and vice chair. I'm not supporting any of you. I'm not against any of you. I just professionally. It is not appropriate. We say that this would be excluding chair. They will say, look, this is the gag. They don't even have trust in the chair and vice chair. Hopefully, next meeting, we would have regional representations in the vice chair. So, Madam Chairman, please propose something which is practical. Separating issue one, that we have five finished, and then how these five will be selected or elected, please kindly propose some practical ways. Maybe we stop the discussion now. During the lunch break, we have some consultation, and after the lunch break, spend half an hour and to come to some practical way. I don't think that if you leave it to that thing, that Europe, how the Europe will be used? 50 countries, how will you do that? The only two areas that were quite clear, one area quite clear is Africa, clear cut. The others is not as such. Thank you.
Thank you, Iran. Just a quick reaction to some of the points you raise. This isn't a process driven by the ICANN board. It's really very much meant to be bottom-up, even though ICANN, in convening the global process, has needed to initiate it. Precisely how we would communicate that we seem to be converging towards around five being apportioned on the coordination group, but I think we can communicate that and that suggestion would be duly taken into account as the coordination group really begins to move ahead with its work. What we have in place is a loose collection of representatives from various parts of the broader community beyond ICANN, but related to the Internet Technical Organizations. That includes me, informally, to try and transition us to setting up the coordination group. In terms of numbers, we can communicate that. And as far as my optimism, well, in this job, I have to be optimistic, as experience has demonstrated. But I think this is something that we can indicate to the community that would be useful to us to have an increase in numbers in that way. We're not intending to exclude the vice chairs at all, and I think the proposal from South Africa, if we are still including them in the contact group, would allow us to still involve them in an appropriate way. So current vice chairs plus future vice chairs as well would then be involved in the contact group. So I'm hoping that we're converging, nevertheless, on some points here. Again, there's no tightly defined reference that we are referring to when we talk about geographic, regional, linguistic, and so on. It's It's more on the basis of allowing anyone in the GAC to come forward that would be interested in participating in the contact group, and then the need to achieve some sort of balance. And I think we can see where there is strong interest in the room in coming forward when we get to that point. Okay, so Switzerland, please.
Thank you. This is actually quite a funny situation. We agree largely on what we want, and we agree largely on we need to be practical and we need to be move forward, but somehow we don't seem to find like the channel to go through. So I think what we need to put in the communique is the message that we all agree. We ask for five and see whether we get it, and we explain why, because, and with all respect to geographical representation, if we all had one opinion, the same opinion, we wouldn't need to ask for five because we could just convey one opinion. I think the diversity of views in this question, that might, of course, depend on geographic and cultural things, but in the end, it's the diversity of views that we think is the reason why we want to have more than two people in this group. So, and all the details of how we organize this, ourselves internally to get to these five people or whatever we get in the end, we should leave that for now for the communique, and agree with Iran and others. We have to find a practical, informal procedure to discuss this, hopefully today, if not tomorrow, if enough people are here, to come up with something that we agree among us. And just to make it clear, to me, this is not, I don't care whether it's a vice chair or not a vice chair. We need to have people that A, have the time, and B, have the trust to represent the GAC, and that's it. And maybe let's just informally discuss names and then see whether by accident it's geographically and representative or not. We need to be really practical here and just agree on what needs to be in the communique now, and then try and find a practical solution until tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you, Switzerland. Okay, I would like us to stop here. So we will have some text coming around to us as part of the next draft of the communique for this afternoon on this, noting the areas where we do have agreement. And Switzerland is quite right that there will need to be then efforts to work out the practical details to arrive at names and so on. So let's focus on where we are agreed and those key messages that we need to have in our communique. To signal at this meeting what our expectations are and how we intend to organize ourselves, at least from the perspective of principles or you know, general areas of agreement. And with this, we can have a break here for lunch. When we reconvene at 2, there will be a revised GAC communique based on some of the suggestions or changes made this morning. I will look to a signal from interested parties around Wine and Venn around when that text is ready to come forward in a draft of the communique. So there is text in circulation now to all of you. And I do not want to put something on the table that is going to immediately be adversarial and lead us to a protracted discussion. So keep working on that text, and once I see that there is at least reason to continue my optimism, then we will include it and discuss it as an inclusion in the communique. Okay, so please work on this over the lunchtime, and thank you all to effort so far on this difficult issue. I can see you are working with each other very hard in order to come to some kind of agreement on text. All right. Israel?
Can I add something before the break about the specific strings?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
I want to add something about the specific strings, if it's okay. Quick one.
Let's break for lunch, and maybe I can discuss with you.
Okay, excellent.
So I understand the issue. Okay, thank you. All right, good lunch, everyone. Oh, a reminder about the Commonwealth meeting in the Fiamma private room. Fiamma is the restaurant on the ground floor. Commonwealth members, thank you.